Hello.
Hello, is there Christopher? This is Abigail from... Hi, yes.
Sorry,
this is
Abigail.
I'm sorry. This is Abigail from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, as you said, you are Christopher, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100.
Vote? Okay, so you will definitely vote.
Yeah.
Okay, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm half Sierra Leonean, and that's West African, and I'm half Puerto Rican.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I really have about.
Thank you, Chris. What is your age?
I'm 21.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I define very liberal, because that's a pretty wide. How liberal is very liberal?
I understand. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or a 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? All right.
Okay.
The first one is making college more affordable.
I think that's a 7.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
I think 10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
I'll put that at a 5.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Definitely a 10. Can I change the other one to a 3? I'm sorry about the tobacco.
It's okay. All right, change it already. And the last one is improving K-12 education.
Oh, 10 for sure.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. Thank you for your time, by the way. All right.
No,
do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I'd say I approve. Yeah, I'd approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say strongly approve. You know, he tries with policies. He's just not back behind in Congress, I guess. So I'd say I strongly approve.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay,
the first one says, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
80.
Thank you. Okay, Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you. And the Democrats in Congress?
85.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I wanted to read, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is not important at all. But remember that you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? The first one is educating the public about food safety and about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
An 8.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Oh, that's a 9.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
Seven.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Put that at a 5.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on. Almost 60%. Thank you for your time. Okay.
No problem.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Ooh, I never thought about that.
You can say, for example, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
It's funny because I oppose and support it. So I'll just say I somewhat oppose it.
Okay.
I have mixed feelings on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So it's okay. Okay, let's move on to the next question. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? You can say strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
I'll somewhat support.
Okay. All right. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
To my own community?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say neutral?
I guess I'll say
more benefit.
Okay, so it will be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more beneficial.
Thank you. All right, regardless of where you stand on this ban, again, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are the other issues more important right now?
I think the other issues are more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read two statements, okay?
Okay.
And you tell me, say or between. Okay. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. And the second one says, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which do you feel is better approach for the government?
A better approach?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm going to speak with you, like, without giving my full answer. I think it's a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, I guess I'll say the one where you talk about its risks and benefits not its benefits, because there are no benefits, but its risks and what you're getting. The first one.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you very much. All right. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. First one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned, okay?
I'm not very concerned.
So, okay, I'm going to read you three statements, and you tell me how concerned are you, okay? The first one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'll say I'm somewhat concerned.
Thank you.
I'm very concerned.
An immediate loss. Okay. No problem, you can change it. Okay. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund the government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't saying anything. Sorry, I'm pulling
out of the parking spot. Okay. All right. So, and the next one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all?
I'd say I'm very concerned.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. Okay, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all, okay? You can use, but you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, the first one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. You can rate it from 1 to 10. From 0 to 10, I'm sorry.
Can I give it a 7? But I'm sorry, I have to take this call for work. Can I end it here, please?
I mean, yeah, of course, if you want to...
Would you mind being on hold for a little bit?
I cannot, but I really appreciate your time. If you are busy, it's okay. I really understand.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry to take this.
Oh, you're fine. Thank you for your time and your participation. Yo sé, ¿verdad? Se aburre. Me dijo, tengo que...